"Excuse me," she said in a changed voice. "Whose welfare are you thinking about?" She was on the verge of an emotional outburst, her cheeks flushed from brandy and anger. By contrast, Claire's mother had the appearance of a tombstone, chalk white and deadly still. "How is the fire?" Claire said, staring at it. On that cue, her mother jumped up and sailed off with the coal scuttle. "I'll get it," Claire said, following. The mother did not even wait until they reached the kitchen. "Tell me," she said, her blue eyes pierced with insult, "which of those two ladies is he married to?" "It's not your concern," Claire said hastily. She had meant to smooth it over, to say that the pregnant woman had some mental disturbance, but instead she said hurtful things about her mother being narrow-minded and cruel. "Show me your friends and I know who you are," the mother said, and went away to shovel the coal. She left the filled bucket outside the living room door and went upstairs. Claire, who had gone back to her guests, heard the mother's footsteps going into the bedroom overhead.
"Has your mother gone to bed?" the husband asked.